Trump's war on drug cartels expanding, Guatemala agrees to joint strikes. By Bob Price on May 28, 2026. President Donald Trump ordered a sweeping expansion of his administration's war on drugs. Officials unveiled the new multi-front strategy aimed at dismantling cartel networks wherever they operate, on land or at sea, according to senior defense and homeland security officials. This includes an agreement with Guatemala for the U.S. to carry out joint strikes to target drug trafficking groups inside Guatemala. The directive marks one of the most aggressive escalations of U.S. counter-narcotics operations in decades, building on the administration's earlier maritime interdiction campaign that has already destroyed dozens of cartel-linked vessels and seized record quantities of narcotics before they reached American shores. Following a high-level meeting with Trump administration officials in January, Guatemalan officials announced a strong alliance, the New York Times reported. This led to a meeting on the USS Nimitz aircraft carrier where officials agreed to allow U.S. troops on Guatemalan soil to train their armed forces. Officials say the new phase broadens the mission beyond interdiction, authorizing U.S. forces to strike cartel infrastructure, logistics hubs, and financial pipelines in coordination with allied governments across the hemisphere. The White House framed the move as a necessary response to what Trump has repeatedly described as a narco-terrorist threat responsible for fueling violence, human trafficking, and the fentanyl crisis devastating American communities. Cartels are waging war on the United States, a senior administration official said. President Trump is making it clear that the United States will wage war right back. The expanded campaign includes intensified intelligence sharing with regional partners, targeted operations against cartel leadership, and new authorities for U.S. military assets to support foreign governments confronting entrenched trafficking networks. Defense officials say the strategy is modeled on counterterrorism frameworks used against ISIS and Al-Qaeda, but adapted for transnational criminal organizations that operate across borders and exploit weak states. Trump has repeatedly argued that the fentanyl epidemic, which has claimed tens of thousands of American lives, justifies a more forceful posture. Administration officials say the president's directive reflects a growing consensus inside the Pentagon and DHS that cartel activity now poses a national security threat, not merely a law enforcement challenge. Critics claim the approach risks escalating tensions with foreign governments, but supporters counter that previous administrations allowed cartels to grow into paramilitary forces with global reach. Trump's advisors say the president is determined to reverse that trend. "This is not symbolic," one official said. "This is a sustained, long-term campaign to break the cartel's ability to operate." The White House is expected to release additional operational details in the coming weeks, including new cooperative agreements with Latin American partners and expanded authorities for U.S. Southern Command. For Trump, the message is clear: the war on drugs is no longer a metaphor. It is a literal campaign, and one he intends to win. Bob Price is the Breitbart Texas Border Team's associate editor and senior news contributor. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Price is a regular panelist on Fox 26 Houston's What's Your Point? Sunday morning talk show. He also serves as president of Blue Wonder Gun Care Products.